modern minds. Episode 13, Tit for Tat. It is an unfortunate reality for a large portion of the world's population that at some point in their lives, they will need to acquire a bra. Oh, certainly the companies that manufacture the garments do their best to make it seem like it will be a lovely experience, one that will leave the wearer feeling sensuous and sexy, caressed by lace and silky fabric. They promise that the customer will leave with a bra that will make them feel like a whole new person, one that fits so perfectly they won't even know it's there. Best of all, these miraculous items are always affordable according to those peddling them. As anyone who has ever worn a bra can tell you, there is no bigger lie on this earth. Still, people keep trying to find that holy grail of garments. Time and time again, they try a new shop or a new style, but no luck. But they hold out hope all the same, which is why, when a mysterious new lingerie store cropped up in a sleepy little town, an eager customer waited outside on opening day to be the first to try their luck. The place was dark and appeared empty, a long corridor stretching on a seemingly endless path toward nothing at all. The customer took a few hesitant steps forward.
A customer comes in, I see. A customer approaches me.
Hi. I was hoping to buy a bra.
A bra you seek to lift your chest? Prove you're worthy with this test. Answer me these riddles three, and a perfect brassiere you'll see. Round and round the ribs I go. Why I ride up, no one knows. Little hooks and eyes that clasp and pinch in ways to make you gasp. I make you fumble, tug, and sigh. I'm the foundation. Who am I?
That's the bra band, right?
A customer who knows their stuff! But will this knowledge be enough? A bra has many different parts, delighting wearers and sweethearts. I am meant to help keep shape, and if I'm freed, then I will scrape. I hold you still, a tiny shelf on which you all may rest yourself. I'm thin and cold and have a shine. Customer, what name is mine?
Underwire. That's the underwire.
Closer still to bra so true. Is there any stumping you? Answer now, and answer right, and you will leave with bra tonight. You cannot walk upon my track. I do not live upon your back. If I am gone, all falls apart. I am the link, the beating heart. Customer, for riddle three, are you able to name me?
I know what you're talking about. It's that little bit of fabric between the cups. Right?
Name me, and you're done. Show me you're a clever one.
I don't know. I didn't know it had a special name. Can't I just browse the racks?
Mortal fool, a curse on thee if you don't answer riddle three.
You know, I think I'll just go to Target.
A curse on thee, a curse, I say. I curse all your bras this day. May they itch and scratch and pinch, bands too small by one full inch. May your bra cups be too shallow. May the color be too sallow. May the clasps be bent and weak in every store, shop, and boutique. May they cost a tidy sum. May they leave your shoulders numb. May they all leave indentations so deep you'll need operations. Now get thee gone. Leave my lair. Go find ill-fitting bras elsewhere.
The curse's words resonated throughout the land, and the very next day, the shop had vanished. Never again could a single resident of the town find a bra that fit properly, nor one that was reasonably priced. If only the cursed customer had known. That part of the bra is called the bridge. Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Sapola and music by Gavin Crockett.